Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It doesn't get any better than being in Washington, D.C., listening to Chicago. And that's where I am, folks. I'm in Washington, D.C., and that was a little Chicago for you there. Broadcasting live from the 2006 NFIB Small Business Summit. And I have Linda and Brett Dungan in front of me. Brett, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Let me pull your mic up here just a little bit. These folks are right in front of me, folks. We're having a face-to-face radio. I love it. It doesn't get any better than this. And you guys are the only... And Linda also. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Linda's pretty excited about being here, too, aren't you, Linda?
I sure am.
Linda and Brett own Master Marine. Is that right, Brett?
That's correct.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit about Master Marine.
Well, we live on the Gulf Coast in a small town called Bila Batri.
In
Alabama.
In Alabama, yeah. I've been to that place.
Bila Batri is the setting of the movie Forrest Gump.
Yep.
And there's 2,500 people in our town, and we have a small shipyard. We do build commercial boats, and I have 45 employees.
A lot of shrimping down there.
Yes, yeah.
Bila Batri is not far from Mobile.
We're 20 miles south of Mobile.
Yep. And you guys got hit pretty hard. Actually, you get hit hard every time there's a hurricane coming up through that part of the world, didn't you?
Well, we had five storm occurrences last summer.
Yeah.
And three of them actually brought water onto our shipyard.
Wow.
And Katrina, we had about 13 and a half feet of water, which was quite more than we expected.
Yeah. I bet. Well, what did it do to your business?
Well, we were out of power for about 10 days. We had 13 and a half feet of water across our shipyard. Mm. Now, we have floating dry docks, so we tried to raise up whatever equipments we could, but some of our welding machines and cranes and equipment.
They only float so high, right? I mean, after a while, they break loose, don't they?
So the major problem we had in our town was being as a small, town that's not real diverse in our economy. Most things are related to shrimping or boat building. There was the money stopped flowing. So we were out of power for 10 days, and then there was about a six-week, break in our revenue stream.
Right,
and that's, was the biggest challenge we had was trying to get the economic engine back up and running after a storm.
Well, I remember whenever all that was going on, I was telling my audience, folks, here's the thing. What do you do when you're a small business and your customers are gone? When your customers leave, and when the infrastructure of your marketplace is washed away, and the banks aren't open, and et cetera, et cetera. And you guys lived that, you guys were ground zero of all that. What did you do?
Well, I guess my story is that I feel small business is the correct to try to, get things resolved. And we had a lot of interest from government types, some state level, federal level. And, we've heard about the FEMA response, and there's horror stories, and there's good stories as well. But one of the things that we tried to do was immediately a lot of the small business owners got together. We actually sent a delegation to Jeff Sessions, who's our senator.
Right.
And there was 16 million pounds of shrimp that was in cold storage, which was not damaged. This was in Mobile.
Right.
And we felt that if the government would, buy this product at market value, not at a subsidized price, say send this to Air Force bases and whatever, what this would do would trickle down. This would be cash that would trickle down into our town, and, one vendor would start to pay another one, and there would be money that would be flowing.
Right.
And we felt, this was a proactive, business-like response.
Not asking for charity, just make up a business transaction.
Exactly.
What happened?
That did not happen.
You know why?
I guess, government bureaucracy and the way people do things. And I think this is the message is that, if you let small business people that are on the ground, that are close to the site, they can come up with ways to to solve problems. And I think the government is not necessarily the correct, this is not a government bashing comment I'm making, but it's not the correct venue for, maybe not responsive enough, maybe not quick enough to respond to these issues.
Brett, you bring up an excellent point. And one of the key things in management is not to lop everybody's head off when something happens that we didn't like. Anybody can do that, Linda. That's easy to do. The really good managers are going to say, what did we learn? And so my question to you is, has anybody come to you and said, we want you, or have you seen anybody ask small business owners who are out there at Ground Zero and ask them, what did we learn? Tell us how we can do this better next time.
Well, I think we did, with NFIB. I'm on the Leadership Council in Alabama.
Good for you.
I'm very involved with trying to interface with state-level government officials. And so we had a lot of, from the governor and the lieutenant governor. And, of course, unfortunately, after a storm like that, there's a certain amount of posturing, political
right.
posturing that, people want to be perceived as, responsive, if they're
right.
government officials.
And a lot of politics got involved
right.
in that, too, didn't it? A lot of people were... We're doing more politics than helping you.
But we
on both sides of the aisle.
Correct.
At all levels.
Correct. Well, we have a
It wasn't a great day for politicians, was it? they didn't redeem themselves very much, acquit themselves very much that time.
We have a state level election going on right now, and of course, the Republican and Democrat candidate both, they've tried to really posture themselves as far as their, response to Katrina.
Right. Right.
I guess my point was that.
Brett, let me stop you for a second. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Brett to tell us a little bit more about what he was just talking about, and we're going to talk about what it's like to be in the marine business, to make ships and things like that people use on the water. And Linda is here, and I'm going to get something out of her, too. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Is Bad Boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why. Yeah,
yeah. Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at the NFIB 2006 Small Business Summit, my third one to broadcast from and to attend as not only as a talk show host and somebody who wants to get the word out, but also as a member. I've been a member of the NFIB for a long time. Somebody else who has is the guy sitting right in front of me and his lovely wife, Linda. Brett Dungan is with us. He's president of Master Marine Incorporated. We've been talking about some of the travails that you've had, Brett, you and Linda have had, and all of your other small business owners, friends down there in Bayou La Batre, Alabama, which is hard by to Mobile, Alabama. And I want to get into your business in a second, but before we do, Linda, you and I were talking off the air. You guys have four children.
Four children, yes.
So your big job is to make sure that the family stays taken care of, right?
Yes, that's a big job.
It is a big job, isn't it? And you got some teenagers, and you got some kids in college, so that kind of keeps you motivated, doesn't it, Brett?
Yes, sir.
Having all those all that tuition and all that sort of thing, Brett. What would you say? What's your final? If you had 30 seconds tomorrow, you're going to be on Capitol Hill. You're going to have more than 30 seconds in front of your delegation. What are you going to tell them about your experience during Katrina and some of the other hurricanes?
I think our biggest frustration, and here again, I want to say this is not a SBA bashing comment, but the SBA basically did not, was not equipped to deal with trying to get the economic engine going and put people back to work. And, a lot of FEMA programs were basically geared for, residential.
Right.
So really, as far as small business programs, there was nothing. And the real tragedy is that federal government has not, to this point, expended any funds towards helping business on the Gulf Coast of Alabama. We were able to, get 6,000 gallons of diesel fuel donated by the Saudi Arabian oil company.
Wow.
And it's a little bit funny when you feel that the only people that are responding to business needs, small business for the fishing community, mm-hmm. were actually from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my message, is that, that people have some feeling that business is, I don't know what it is, but, those poor people in their houses. Let's help their houses. Well, the thing is that if you don't get the businesses going, they don't have work.
They don't have a place to go.
That's much more important.
I think you're right. Yeah. What you're saying is the wellspring of the support should go to the small businesses that are making the payrolls so those people can take care of themselves. And I agree with you. Let's talk about your business. You have how many employees?
We have 45 employees.
And you've been doing this for how long?
I've been 27 years.
27 years making boats, right?
Correct.
Tell us about those boats.
Well, the we actually build commercial fishing boats, some tugboats.
How long? 50 feet, 60 feet?
No, that'd be the smallest. These are like 100 feet.
Oh, these are big boats.
Yeah. So these are usually 125, 150 tons.
Right.
One of the interesting things is now that the oil price has gone up, then what that's done is that's really helped the shipyards. There's been a resurgence of activity in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
That there's a lot of people now that are buying tugboats, oil supplies, mm-hmm. support vessels. And so actually business is actually very good. Our economy is actually very good. We have lowest unemployment in Alabama, I've been told, since they've been, recording this.
Right. That's good news. What other than the experience with the hurricanes, let's say taking that off the table for a minute, what is the biggest thing that that you're concerned about right now as a small business owner?
I think the biggest thing is insurance costs.
What kind? Health insurance?
Health insurance is a big thing. In our case, as opposed to most people of my compadres in NFIB, mm-hmm. I come under the Longshoremen's Act.
Right.
So my cost for workman's comp insurance is basically about $12.5, $13 per hundred now. For as comparison with somebody in office, environment, they may mm-hmm. be paying, $0.36 per $100. I'm paying $12.5, $13 per $100.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
So it's a major component.
It's awfully high. So those are some of the things that you're going to be talking about with your delegation, I'm sure, this week. The Small Business Health Plans bill that passed, do you feel like that didn't pass? Do you feel like that would have helped you?
I don't know. I know NFIB's position, and, of course, I've been actively supporting that.
Right.
In Alabama, we have a little bit different situation, as you're aware of, that Blue Cross, I think, pretty much has a, corner on the market.
Right.
So I don't know. That's prohibited other, insurance companies from coming into that market.
Might open up a little competition. That's kind of the way I feel about it. Hey, Brett, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the things that you do. Linda, thank you for being such a great supporter of your small business, and congratulations on your success, and good luck to you.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back with Ken Daniels. He's with Midway Sales and Distributing. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm in Washington, D.C.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.